This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Vin. How's it going on this one? Well, right here, it's a beautiful Friday morning. I'm not sure how it is, and I know you've gotten some storms out there in southern Missouri, but...
It's great. We had the climate sprayers they've not been seen for a couple months, and the weather is returning to normal. Normal sunny skies, and we had some precipitation. We had a day ago about a half inch of rain, which is wonderful. The ground's moist. The grass is growing. We went from absolute drought. Serious drought to the trees are recovering. The grass has recovered. And I was thinking about this Tesla in Connecticut that burst into flames and needed 25,000 gallons, 25,000 gallons of water to extinguish it. Now, that's like a swimming pool, Bert, of water. I'm talking about an in-ground swimming pool. That is, a fire truck, a typical fire truck, a tanker, that hauls water to a fire, about 2,500 gallons, one-tenth the amount of water that was necessary to put this Tesla out. I'm talking 10 tanker trucks of water to put the fire out for this Tesla. This is out of control crazy. These things should not be allowed on the road. Elon Musk is a threat to society.
Well, let's say they got a few bugs in the cars. To work out.
Bugs. I mean, these things are rolling torches.
Yeah. What can I tell you? They, it like a lot of new technologies, it takes time to figure out. I think they rushed a lot of electric cars to market without fully understanding. Vince, lithium batteries are a problem in all. You know that there was a fire started, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago they had what they called like three storms merging on New York City, and basically New York Harbor was flooded. And they had, it wasn't Teslas, they had, I think it was Fisker Karma, which has since gone bankrupt. There's a new Fisker, but anyway, I digress. They had just unloaded this huge row upon row of Fisker sports cars. These are like $100,000 sports cars. Then the storm came in. It rose the salt water, and that salt water got into the lithium batteries, and they were parked. They're trying to save space, so they park them right next to each other, and they all went up in fire. Even though they were sitting half covered in salt water, they just spread from one car to another. They all burnt down, and Fisker soon after that declared bankruptcy. I'm not sure if insurance covered that loss or that had anything to do with it, but they, Vince, lithium batteries have a big problem. Vince, you've talked about it before. You use a more tried and true battery on the farm. It's not lithium. It's something that's been around for 100 years. I believe it's nickel iron that you use, and in some ways it's superior to lithium. I mean, it doesn't have the density of lithium, and they're packing in these crazy 300 and 400 mile range cars because that's what the market's demanding, and it's forcing them to massive lithium battery packs, and that's where a lot of this problem stems from.
Well, my understanding is that these lithium batteries need to be heated and cooled. So even if you park, an electric car, the battery bank needs to be cooled.
Well, it only needs to be heated if you're starting in the winter in cold temperature. They'll heat on their own once they start running. And yes, they do need to be cold. You know, I have two different electric technologies, one all electric, one plug-in hybrid. And a lot of times I'll just park the car and plug it into the charger, but it's on a timer, so it's not charging. But I'll hear the fan going on, and there's coolant going through the battery, because if it's a hot day, it'll automatically start running coolant through just to cool your batteries down.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So if a person has an electric vehicle, all electric, and it's a real hot day, the battery is being drained by the cooling system to keep the battery from getting too hot.
Yeah.
So you know, that doesn't happen with a gasoline car. I mean, there's slight evaporation of gasoline, but it's not possible to park your gasoline car for a month and have all the fuel evaporate as it is to have a park an electric car in the sun and have a dead battery because it's trying to cool itself.
Well, I'm not sure that the people that make these decisions listen to USA Prepares. Unfortunately, part of it is the government, because the government's putting in these mandates for electric, and what that's doing is forcing the market to have people switch maybe earlier than they would. And everybody, the number one issue, I know when I talk to people, is always range. So they're forcing people to put in these massive batteries. I actually own a car that's designed as a second car, and it is all electric. I won't say what it is, but it's got a very small battery pack, and it's designed just to be an ecological second car. And, it drives great. It's a perfect vehicle to use for short trips. But unfortunately, that's not where the market is. The market is for these longer range vehicles with massive battery packs. And they just haven't, I mean, we've talked about the problems. It's not just the fires. It's how do we make the batteries? Well, we got to get all these rare earth elements. Some of them are mined by slave labor in Africa. Some come from China. And then, Vince, how do we dispose of these batteries? Nobody's perfected what we're going to do to get rid of these batteries. Could you imagine our ancestors hundreds of years from now? They're going to be like, you know, building some, who knows what we're going to be living in 300 years, maybe, space monoliths that stretch from the ground up into orbit so you can go up and down into space through these long buildings. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But as they're digging up the earth, they're going to say, hey, we got to stop. There's poisonous lithium and other elements in the ground. So we're doing exactly what these people say they don't want to do, and that's polluting the environment. And, maybe it doesn't affect the air, but affecting the dirt's pretty bad in my book, and it just hasn't been thought out. And just for class, and we've said this before, a traditional internal combustion engine car, even current model, but certainly for the last, 30 or 40 years, virtually everything in that car is recyclable. And you can't, and on an electric car, unfortunately, the most important parts of it are not recyclable, the battery, and in some cases, some of the other materials that they use, for instance, fiberglass, certain types of fiberglass are not recyclable. And we've shown the pictures of these massive pits being built in the desert where they're cutting up windmill blades into thirds and dumping them in the desert, again, for us to deal with in 300 years, because they haven't figured out, Vince, how to recycle fiberglass windmill blades. And
let me put an exclamation point on that.
Yeah.
Let me put an exclamation point on that. During World War II, we were experimenting with radioactivity, and we were making the bomb, the atomic bomb. And there was a site right outside of St. Louis, Missouri, where some of the radioactive waste was dumped in the ground. And then there's a dump site next to that, and the dump caught fire. It's an underground fire. And the fire has been burning for years and years, and it can't put it out. It's underground. And it's heading toward the radioactive waste. That's about 900 feet away, if I remember correctly. 900 feet away from a radioactive dump is an underground fire that is progressing toward the dump. How about that?
Can't they cut the air supply off for the fire? Where's it getting the air from? I don't know.
Bert, this fire's underground. And you've heard, I know you've heard of these peat moss fires, these fires in Europe that have been burning for centuries. You know, they're underground fires. And they can't put them out no matter what. Now, maybe, just maybe, if they took concrete and pulled a sarcophagus over the entire area, maybe they could put it out. You know, when I lived in Virginia, another short story.
That's what they did in Chernobyl, by the way. They dumped concrete on it.
Yeah, and that's good for 100 years. And then what? Then they've got an even bigger problem. Because they've got all this concrete between the radioactive waste, the meltdown, and fixing it. So in Virginia, I had a bale of hay that was in the way. It was in a corral. It was a real safe area. And I thought, this thing is just falling apart. I can't move it. I'll just see what happens if I just burn it right where it is. And it's just a small bale. I couldn't put it out. You know, it's kind of like a Tesla. And this was just hay. No matter how much water I put on it, I couldn't put it out. It just had to burn itself out. So it's a real problem. People put mulch around their homes, you know, to keep the weeds down. It's a great way to have a fire around the perimeter of your house. Because if you have mulch and it catches on fire and you try to put it out, lots of luck. It's almost impossible. It's like, it's dumb. It's dumb to have mulch around your house in terms of fire. And I was thinking, if you had a garage in your house and you had somebody visit you and say, "Hey, Bert, hey, I'm good to be with you. I'm going to be spending the week. Look, I don't want to park my Tesla in the driveway. You mind if I put it in the garage? And listen, I got this charger and we can plug it in to a regular outlet. It'll take a month to charge it. But you mind if I just top it off? Would you let somebody pull their Tesla in your garage and charge it? Would you do that?"
Well, absolutely not. I'd say charge it out on the street.
I'd say charge it in near a fire hydrant, you know, but leave enough room for the fire trucks to get there and connect, you know, without.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
We had a guy in my neighborhood. He had, I believe it was an electric golf cart. He was charging, and it set fire to his garage and burnt his other cars down. And I tried to get him on USA Prepares. He's kind of distraught trying to get his garage rebuilt and his cars, you know, working. He didn't want to talk about it. He was so depressed. So we were going to try and interview him. But
yeah, by the way, that story made the news. I read about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it made national news. Because it wasn't
in Los Gatos. Los Gatos,
yeah.
California.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince, I wish I had better topics for class, but unfortunately, as we speak, the stock market's crashing again. I think that's 9 out of 10 Fridays we go on the air. Since January, the market's been crashing.
Do you ever talk to anybody about getting out of the stock market before it started to crash? Do you ever talk to anybody about that?
No, because I think over the long term, it's still the place to be. That's been proven. But it's been a brutal year.
Yep.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I don't think it's true, but Elon Musk's new car, it's red. It's only available in red. I don't think this is true. It's called the Fireball. Bert, do you think that's true?
I don't think so.
Me either. So what's up? What's next?
Well, we have, by the way, it's very funny. We were talking about the stock market. I don't know if that went through national. It probably did. There was an advertisement for a service that claims they could predict for you what the stock market's going to do if you sign up for their service. Are we allowed to, we're probably not allowed to say anything negative about an advertiser.
No, whatever you do, that Bert, saying negative anything about an advertiser is the kiss of death. Doesn't matter what the network.
Okay. All right. Can we bleep that out for the replay?
Well, I'll tell you what. Seriously, though, back in the 70s, probably around 75, I offered a theory up to my finance professor, and that I literally could predict with about somewhere around 87.5% accuracy tomorrow's Dow Jones Industrial Average direction based on today. So literally, I could say whether the Dow was going to go up or down. I couldn't say how much, but I could predict the direction historically based on, and this would be groupthink. Literally, it would be how the market ended based on today's volume. So literally, if you looked at the high, low, and the close of today, if the close was closer to the high than it was to the low, I'm being just very vague about this, but if the close today was hot, close to the high, tomorrow would be higher. If the close today was close to the low of the day, tomorrow would be lower, as a direction. And it was about 87.5% accurate. So I could actually predict that, but back then, there was no way to buy the Dow. So I just kind of forgot about the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Vince, is today we have aftermarket trading. So the market's trading after the market closes. It's trading before the market opens. So there's already directional things going on. And I will tell you from my own experience, regardless of what the market is trading, you know, the futures trading overnight, it can turn around the next when the market opens during the day and go completely the other direction. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't know. The majority of trades that happen on both the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ, the majority of those trades are done by computers programmed by people on Wall Street. They're not even, you know, it's not like you or me or even a professional money manager trading. It's computers trading algorithms, you know, trying to make money in seconds or literally, Vince, milliseconds. They put some of these servers physically close to the exchanges, so the speed of light on the signals going down the coax or the fiber optic line beats another guy doing computer trading. And the majority of trades are actually done by computer algorithms, just making money for the major Wall Street firms. They make tiny fractions of percent, you know, just tiny fraction, just, you know, a 16th of a point or whatever. But they do it over and over and over again. And those are the majority of the trades. Then arguments and papers written, is it beneficial? Does it create arbitrage? Does it create liquidity? And those papers are divergent in their views. But the fact is that from absolute volume, that's the majority of the trades, Vince. I don't think most people know that when you're trading, you're trading against computers. And when we see these movements, it's not so much human psychology taking effect like today, everything's going down. It's almost, I mean, I don't know how you put this in words. It's computer psychology taking effect because the computers detect a pattern and they'll say, okay, the chance, like, you know, 87% chance the next second it's going to go down. So they'll do a sell. But of course, in aggregate, these computers are creating the market moves. So it's really computer psychology moving the markets in many respects.
Class, if you ever wondered what a telephone call between Bert and Vincent is like, you just heard it. That's exactly what our telephone calls are like in private, just like what you heard in the last 1 minute. Bert, quick question, we come back.
Yeah.
For someone to make money in the market, does someone have to lose? I believe the answer is yes. I'd like to hear your answer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Getting ready for the midterm elections in November, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy Friday is detailing Republicans' Commitment to America agenda, including policies to combat inflation, illegal immigration, securing the border, and regaining America's energy independence.
Democrats, because that's their, they control Washington. They control the House, the Senate, the White House. They control the committees. They control the agencies. It's their plan, but they have no plan to fix all the problems they created.
Central banks around the world move Thursday to combat the effects of a soaring dollar and red-hot inflation. ING Group is calling it Super Thursday as central bank meetings from Norway to South Africa all raise their rates higher than expected. Hurricane Fiona this hour remains a Category 3 hurricane. It missed Bermuda, but heavy rains and wind still bombarded the island. It's projected near Nova Scotia, Canada this weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. So, Bert, simple question. For one to make money in the market, does another have to lose?
Yeah, Vince, I think the question you're asking is a very important question for class. In fact, it's probably one of the most important answers I'm going to give for everybody attending class today. So, Vince, the answer to the question has two parts. It depends if you're short-term trading and day trading or if you're a long-term investor. And they're two completely different answers. If you're looking to day trade or simply, you know, that's known as buying and selling, in most cases, the same exact security or option or index, you know, within hours or minutes the same day. If you're day trading, it's a zero-sum game. But Vince, it's worse than a zero-sum game because, and it's as you said, if you expect to make money, someone's losing. But who are you trading against? You're trading against these computers that have been programmed by MIT graduates and sophisticated algorithms. You're trading against experienced money managers. So it's worse than zero, Vince. The odds are the average person, they're the cannon fodder that loses. So those computers and those Wall Street traders that are experienced and know, you know, no matter how smart you think you are, they probably know a little bit more. So you're going to lose. And that's just the way it is. And you can, if you know day traders, you can ask them, and if they're honest, have they made money? The chances are over any period of time where they can average out, you know, any day, yes, you can make money. But if you average it out, they're going to have lost money. That's just the way it is. But Vince, from a long-term standpoint, it's a completely different answer. Because if you invest in the stock market, you're owning businesses, and to a large part, these businesses are growing with the U.S. economy. There's a book out called Stocks for the Long Run. It's one of the best-selling books on financial markets. It's written by Professor Jeremy Siegel of the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business. So shout out to Jeremy Siegel. This book has been probably about five different editions. It's such a good book. And basically it points out historically, showing examples how over the past 150 years, in particular the last 50 years, you always end up ahead of the curve compared to almost any other investment if you invest for the long term in the stock market. And there's arguments, should you just buy an index of everything? Should you try to pick stocks? Should you try to pick industries? So there's people on different sides of that. But the fact is, over the long term, despite inflation, despite recessions, despite even depressions, that you're better having at least some of your assets in the stock market. Now, of course, you know, real estate does well as it also, and you should be diversified. But so the important point I'm making for class, Vince, is that day trading is exactly as you just said. If you really think you're going to win, then you got to right away say someone's losing. And who is that person losing? Do you really think that the people that are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars on Wall Street and managing these computers and managing sophisticated algorithms, do you really think they're programming those computers to lose every day? I don't think so. So day trading, yes, it's exactly as you said. There's somebody losing for everyone that's making money, and it's more, you know, look around, and if you're wondering who's losing, it's probably yourself if you're day trading. But over the long term, Vince, I believe, you know, I can attest to it myself, but I think I gave a good book. There's other references out there that over the long term, it does pay to at least have some of your assets in the financial markets for this country, of the United States.
So, Bert, my reaction is very simple. The markets are organized theft. That's my view of them. The markets are organized theft through commissions, manipulations, insider trading, inside information, and out-and-out fraud. So there are two schools of thought in education, in finance and economics. Now, one school of thought, this is when I was going to school, and when you were going back at the university. When we were going to school, there was what was considered the Harvard approach, and that was the case study approach. What do people do? How is their behavior in certain scenarios? And what decisions can be made to make the optimal situation out of a series of constraints. So studying people and studying the cases, so what was the beginning scenario? What changed? What did people do to try to make it better? And what was the result? What worked and what didn't? That's one school of thought, the Harvard case study approach. The other school of thought was the econometric. Everything's numbers, 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 and all you have to do is manage the numbers. And that was considered the Wharton School approach, the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School. That's where allegedly Donald Trump went to school. Now, you and I, learned both. We learned the case study, and we learned the econometric. And we combined both of them, which I think really is the best way to go. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No. As you said, there's different opinions on that. But I'll stick by what I said before, that, and I think you'll agree with me on the day trading. You can call it rigged. I call it, it's just the computers and the investment firms are making sure that when it's somebody making money, it's them. then you know that means it's you or I who's losing money if you're trying to day trade.
Yeah, and as I look at the people on Wall Street, I keep asking myself, you know, these guys are getting so wealthy, and literally, they are doing nothing but consuming. Literally nothing but consuming.
Well, they, moving money.
What was that?
Moving money. It's not doing anything productive, per se.
Well, that's what I'm... When I say doing anything, I mean productive. I'm talking about, have they made any machinery that's valuable to humanity? Have they made any washing machines, dryers? Have they figured out a new type of rope? Have they introduced any efficiencies in the system in terms of manufacturing? Are they raising anything for food? No. They're just manipulators.
Yeah. Well,
literally.
As bad as that sounds, and I know it wasn't on the syllabus for today's class, but I can throw out, cybersecurities, Bitcoin, and basically those currencies have nothing. They do nothing for society, you know. And I'm not talking about the blockchain algorithm and the way we can use it in the future economy. I'm talking about the currencies that are out there are based on nothing. They do nothing. And not only that, it's a negative because as you want to mine each further Bitcoin, you have to use ever increasing amounts of energy. So it's actually sucking up power from our grid and taking natural resources to create that power just to create these coins that are literally worth nothing. And, if there was ever a sign that we had too much inflation and too much currency in the economy, it was the fact that these currencies took over into astronomical values. And to me, and I think a lot of other people that have been looking at this, it's just a symptom of too much money floating in circulation. And it just drives these crazy moves in assets that literally have nothing backing them. There's nothing behind it. But it's worse than a negative, Vince, because as I said, it's taking up natural resources to create, and it's worth nothing.
So I was thinking about, I know we went way off on a tangent, but if you look at the value, the market valuation of corporations, you've got Facebook, which is, what do they actually make? They don't make anything. And you compare them to General Electric, or Westinghouse, or Ford, or General Motors, or companies that actually make products. You've got Facebook that doesn't make anything. Unless I'm confused. They make glasses,
entertainment.
For virtual reality. Yeah, entertainment. Disney. Disney, I guess, has branched off into movies, decades ago. But other than that, you can't, in my world, I can't compare entertainment, which is fleeting. What do you get from Disney, aside from those mouse ears that, you put in the closet and they bring them out every once in a while to look at? Other than that, you get memories. So you're buying memories, but instead of buying memories, you can put a roof on your house. know, for the amount of the cost of those memories. It seems crazy to me that people will value a Facebook so highly as compared to a General Motors. Or, you know, a company that manufactured copper, you know, Phelps Dodge. It's amazing to me. Without copper, we got nothing. Literally, without copper, society collapses. Without fertilizer, society collapses. Without the machinery to farm, without diesel fuel, society collapses. And yet Facebook is worth so much. It makes no sense to me. None. Have you thought about that in quiet times? Can you figure out how that is? Are we that stupid?
Well, there's fads and there's trends, and for what it's worth, Facebook, which is now called Meta, is having a tough time. Their stock has declined way more than the average stock throughout this this very negative year on the stock market. You know, sometimes when one person gets so much power in the company, they don't always make the right decisions. And if you remember, a couple of years ago, Mark Zuckerberg decided that everything was going to be this new type of virtual reality. And that was the whole direction for all of Facebook. And they relabeled the company Meta. And one of the worst stocks you could own over the past 12 months has been Facebook. Because the fact is, people, you know, weren't interested in that. They still want Facebook for what it started. They want to just go online and talk to their friends and see what's going on. And, you know, if they just settled at that, they'd probably have a nice business and a profitable one at that. But it seems like, you know, a lot of executives just want to force them to keep growing the company into directions that maybe aren't sustainable, and that's pretty much what happened at Facebook, and they've been going downhill for a while, but the stock's been absolutely crashing for the past year, and it's
Down 57% or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Huge number.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right, when we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Well, how do we get rid of old satellites? Elon Musk has an idea. And also, NASA's actually making rules on this that you might have to be forced to get rid of your old satellites.
Okay, I'm interested.
Like you put it up, you gotta have a plan to take it down.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, when you're talking about satellites and what to do with them, it's really important. And if you look back at the lithium batteries, no plan to get rid of them. No plan to recycle them, I should say. And the battery bank that I have, the nickel iron, we don't know how long they last because they've been going since 1906 and they're still going. So I don't have a plan to recycle them because actually it's nickel and iron and they can be recycled and the plastic can be recycled. That's not a problem. But my plan is just to keep these out of the sun and let them run for generations. That's my plan. And I'm pretty sure I can, you know, pass these batteries on to my family and it'll work. Now with the satellite, everything should be before sold to the first customer. There should be a plan for what do we do with it when it breaks. And we should have a life expectancy of, you know, for durable goods of 30 years plus with parts for another 30 years at least to keep these things running. But that's not the way the advertisers and the marketers and the accountants work. They don't think like that. They don't think like maybe we should protect the Earth. So what about these satellites? What is the plan to bring them down?
Well, the good news is, Vince, we have so many government bureaucracies, and they actually fight with each other for who can have the turf to set the rules. So we actually have not just NASA, but we have the FCC weighing in, saying they want to set the rules for how to deorbit low Earth orbiting satellites. They're known as LEO satellites. So FCC is now putting in rules, and they asked SpaceX to comment on it, and SpaceX says we got it all figured out. We have a way to initiate what they call high drag mode, and it'll cause the satellite to slow down and deorbit in about 4 weeks. And then as it hits the resistance of the atmosphere, it'll burn up into little particles that I guess fall down and fertilize your farm and the oceans and whatever. And hopefully and diluted enough that it doesn't affect anything. The reason it's important for SpaceX, though, is, you know, we've launched, I don't know, upwards of 10,000 satellites over the past 70 years, but SpaceX is putting up these huge numbers of extremely small satellites. So very quickly, the number of satellites up there could double simply because SpaceX is putting up so many of these little satellites. And by the way, they don't all work when they go up. There's a certain percentage of them fail and have to be deorbited immediately if we're able to communicate with them. But they said they've worked it out, and as the altitude decays, they hit the atmospheric density and you know, basically slow down, create air friction, heat up and burn up, and that's the end of them. And they said they can actually initiate that if they see that a satellite's deteriorating or getting to the end of its approximately 5-year service life, that they can actually initiate that process, and they figured it out. So, you know, we'll see how well that works, but the message here is the number of satellites is only going up, and it's going up exponentially in the last year or two simply because of these massive numbers of very low orbiting satellites that have been launched for bringing internet and other communication services down to people on Earth.
So one of the things that's not talked about is the more than 30 radioactive powered spacecraft that are still in orbit. So what goes up comes down. Now, if it burns up on the way down, then we are going to have radiation spread across the skies, and we're all going to get a chance to breathe it. Animals.
Worse than that, some of these satellites don't completely burn up and they crash, and nobody seems concerned about, you know, it's like getting a lottery ticket. What's your odds of it crashing into your house? Well, very low, but it's going to crash into someone's house or somebody's, you know, cornfield. So there's a bunch of those up there that are basically too big to burn up, I guess you'd say. And a lot of people that launch these satellites don't seem to care, and they're probably not going to share any liability. In fact, some of them that we've been tracking, the countries involved with them, and can I say Russia and China, they actually at some point start denying it's their satellite. They go, we don't know where, what, you know, that's not ours. And they come crashing down to Earth. So
I posted on USA Prepares when I had the website up and running that there would be, you know, if people threw bottles and debris on our farm, there's a $10,000 fine because the cows step on them and cut their legs. And I hate it. And I also said that if a satellite falls on our farm, there's $1 million fine. People thought, who does this guy think he is? Well, I got to tell you, if a satellite falls on your farm, the government is going to seize your farm and throw you off it. And I'm telling them, no. There's $1 million fine, and you're not getting your satellite for contaminating my farm. That's what I'm saying. So I think we need to have a class action suit against Elon Musk for destroying our atmosphere. I'm serious. I mean, we can single him out because he's doing the most damage. Single him out in a class action suit for ecocide. See whose lawyers are better. Bert, thanks so much for being with us today.
You got it, Vince.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.